It's another Saturday morning, and oh, crikey, it's almost St. Patrick's Day, don't you know? I'm working on my Irish accent.
I know you've been looking at maybe getting into acting a little bit, and we probably need to work on those accents a little bit better.
I only have one or two that I can. Hey, you're still sick, huh?
I am still sick, so everybody bear with me this week. The mortgage, I can barely say mom. Yes, I am still sick. I wish that this would go away. The house, the family, the kids, everybody just keeps giving it to each other. It is just going in circles. It's like we finally get through it and the first one that started it gets it again, and it's just been this cycle. And you know, I think that we're all going to really experience this year. There's gonna be a lot of people sick, and it's because of all the rain, and people don't realize how much we're getting, how much more pollen and growth that we're gonna have this year. And anybody that has, you know, allergies, which I do, and a lot of people do. It's going to hit us this year.
There's a super bloom going on too.
Super bloom. And the bees are going to be everywhere. I mean, they're just going to town right now already. Jeez.
Okay. Well, even though we're, you know, about 80% normal, we're here for you again. 844, we lend for you. That's the phone number for Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hey, mom's always working. Whether I'm sick or not, I'm working. I push through, and that's part of being a mom.
Have you had a chance to kind of relax and, you know, drink some hot tea or anything? You're always working.
Always working. I'm here at Saturday. We're going to do YouTube tomorrow at Sunday. And on Monday morning, I come in and I put my loan officer hat on and we get loans done. So, no, I'm always working. It's just part of the job. It's part of what I do. And, you know, it's that strength of a woman. I got to say that, guys. I love you. I love men. We would not be here without men. We would just absolutely wouldn't. My dad is one of the most important people in my life. But I'll tell you what, us women, we get up whether we're sick or not, and we just make it happen. And you put one foot in front of the other, and you know, you just keep going. So everybody can excuse the nasal sound today, but we're going to have a great episode.
Okay, so tomorrow we're going to have another workshop. Let's start by promoting that thing there, the workshop.
Yeah, so tomorrow is Jeffrey Prang, LA County Assessor Jeffrey Prang, and he's going to be talking all about tips and advice for taxes for homeowners, future homeowners. If you guys want to understand a little bit more about taxes, maybe you're a child and your parents have offered for you to buy the house from them, you could get some great tax saving advice there. Lots of different things that he's going to talk about. So we're going to have him on a little bit later. We're going to actually give you guys just a little snippet of what's going to go on tomorrow on YouTube. And then obviously tomorrow, Sunday at 11, we will actually premiere.
The ongoing workshop. It goes on with number six.
Uh-huh.
Now, what did we cover so far?
So far we have covered, you know, the benefits and responsibilities of homeownership. We have talked about credit. We have talked about closing costs. We have talked about, there's been a lot. I mean, we're on six, and he's property taxes. We have done, 101 to now 106. And it's something very, very important in the home buying process each step of the way. And it's 30 minutes at a time. So, you know, if you guys are thinking about buying a home and you and your husband are, you know, chillaxing on the couch, you know, Chromecast it to your TV and watch them. You guys can binge watch them. But this is really nice. I used to go out and I would do, you know, 3-4 hour events in front of people. And
those are fun, but it's different.
They were very fun, but it's different because I have to go very, very quickly from A to Z through the information.
A lot of times I can't recall half of what you said when we leave.
Nope. You don't remember where we started. You only remember what you got at the very end. Mm-hmm. And I don't get to elaborate. We've done loan programs. That was another one that we did where we went through VA, FHA, conventional, jumbo, USDA, bank statements. So if there's a loan program in particular that you want to know more about, it's in that workshop. And whether you're a home buyer or you're thinking about refinancing, those programs work the same. So even though the actual workshop is geared more towards a homeowner or home buyer, they're the exact same underwriting guidelines for a refinance as well. So if there's a certain loan program that you want to know more about, go to that YouTube channel, go to Mortgage Mom Radio. Do not forget the radio, guys, or you won't find my channel, but Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube, and watch and they're labeled, you know, workshop 103, FHA and VA, and it says it in the description, 104, conventional, USDA, jumbo, and bank statement. So if there's a particular kind of loan program that you want to know more about, go watch that episode. You know, we talked about that, and I'm going to just start calling it that for the rest of the year. It's the meat and potatoes of the mortgage business,
okay.
Right? It's giving you, this is an hour show. I get an hour to cram questions, calls, text messages, advice, new information, interviews. I have 1 hour to do all of this during the show. But on YouTube, I can specialize in one spot and I can spend 30 minutes on it. And you can get what you want and you can stop it and record it and rewind it. Now, what's cool about the podcast is that you can actually listen to these, and we actually take this hour-long show and we cut the hour-long show up into bits that we put out once a day
very
or
edible.
Once every other day. It's very edible. You can listen to 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the one-hour show, and we, you know, put those out.
It's like meat and potato leftovers.
Meat and potato leftovers. But if you think about the actual radio show itself, again, we've only got an hour to put into this. And so the podcast is bits and pieces of this one-hour episode. The YouTube channel is very specific, very informational stuff that I think that people need to know and understand. And it just makes it so much easier to absorb it, learn it, and, you know, move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said one of the magic words earlier, refinance.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to talk to a couple people that are dealing with refinancing issues. And there's been some things in the news going on with that, right?
Yeah. No, we don't have anything going on in the news. I mean, we have recently just had a little bit of a dip in interest rates, which has been nice. And it's opened up the opportunity for some clients to do a refinance to either, you know, just drop their interest rate, save a little bit on monthly payment. But it has also opened up the opportunity to be able to refinance, get rid of the mortgage insurance, and, you know, get yourself maybe from an FHA loan into a conventional, or maybe you need to pull some cash out to get some, you know, debt paid off. So we've definitely had a small little dip in rates that we were not anticipating. And that piece has been really great for refinancing.
That's the news thing I was thinking about.
That's the news thing. Yeah. The little dip in rates. Mm-hmm. So that's been a good one. And if you're out there and you've been thinking about refinancing, it's a great time to reach out to us. The other thing that we have experienced recently is we've had probably about 3 loans close in the last, I would say month and a half, where clients had called us for a refinance where they had started with another lender and that lender told them that they could not do the loan. They got declined. And all 3 of them actually had done a full application, ordered an appraisal, paid for an appraisal, and then their loan was declined. And we were actually able to talk to them, get them into the right loan program, and get the loan closed up for them. So, you know, you guys, if you've been told no,
that's like your favorite thing to do.
That is the best part of my job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a hard job. It's a stressful job. You know, we're going through the emotions with you of, you know, financing a big, large amount of money. You know, that is stressful all in itself. And but when we're able to tell somebody yes where somebody else said no, that is the most rewarding part of the whole process.
Okay, so today on the show, you're going to get a lot of rewards. There's let's talk about Team Whitney first, I think.
Yeah, we've got Team Whitney. I'm going to give her a call here in a second, and we'll get her on board, and we're going to talk about her workshop she's got coming up on March the 31st. That's going to be fantastic. If you are a homeowner today, it is talking to you about your insurance coverage, making sure that it's adequate, making sure that title's held in the right way, making sure that you know, the tax exemptions that you're getting, those forms filled out, talking with me about maybe possibly wanting to buy your next property and become an investor and, you know, have more than one real estate property. So we're going to talk to her. We'll talk to her more about what she's got going on. Then, of course, we'll give you guys a little snippet of what the workshop tomorrow with LA County Assessor Jeffrey Prang is. We'll let you guys hear a little bit of that. And then what else we got? We've got text message questions. Like mm-hmm. I said, you know, a couple minutes ago, we try to get all of this done into 1 hour. So we've got a bunch of questions. If you guys have questions, start shooting those over to me right now. We're going to talk about our Stagecoach giveaway. So we have so much packed into this hour. It's pretty cool.
It's a huge jam-packed show today on Mortgage Mom Radio. But first, it's time for compliance.
It sure is. So my name is Debbie Marcoux, and my NMLS license is 237926. And I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
There's some new desks here at the office.
There are. We've got more people coming on. We've got.
Are you growing? Is the mom growing?
The mom is growing. We're definitely growing. It's really fantastic. I've got 2 more mortgage dads that have joined the team.
It's like a full house.
It is. We've got. They're actually a father and son team, so I love that. And father actually just became grandpa, and son actually just became a dad. So it's a great place. We talk about Pampers versus Huggies all day long.
Who Whose keyboard is that? Is that father's or son's?
That is son's. That is
steampunk there. He's that looks like a keyboard from the 1800s.
Yeah, that is. It's probably a gaming keyboard. He is definitely a millennial, just became a dad. So that is a gaming keyboard, but obviously he likes to use that for business. He types a little bit quicker. It's got some sort of spring-loaded buttons or something. I don't know. I'm not a gamer. My kids are. I could probably get Mikey in here, and he could probably explain those to us.
Okay, so besides asking the father and son questions about homes and stuff, I'm going to ask the guy about that
keyboard.
Nifty keyboard, and we might tweet it out, too. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah,